Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy to come before you with your word in hand, ready to learn of you and your ways and to understand what we are to do. When you bring conviction upon us and you share that there could be coming judgment, I pray that everyone that is listening to these words will hear your voice today by your Holy Spirit. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is No Food or Drink by Decree. And it comes from Jonah chapter 3 and verse 7. As the king of Nineveh heard the words and warning of Jonah, he and the people of Nineveh clothed themselves in sackcloth, and the king sat in ashes as well. In chapter 3 and verse 7 of this prophecy, the king caused to be proclaimed and published that man nor beast should eat food or drink water, where we read, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. The verse begins, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying. The writer began with the phrase, and he caused it to be proclaimed, which is the Hebrew word za'ag, which means he cried out, he called for help, he assembled and he summoned. And then he also published, or he spoke, uttered, thought, commanded, promised, and intended through Nineveh, or the abode of Ninus and the capital of the ancient kingdom of Syria, by the decree which means taste, judgment, and decision of the king or the royal and mater lectionis. It says that he and his nobles, which refers to those great, intense, older, and more important ones among him, saying or speaking, uttering, answering, thinking, commanding, promising, and intending. After humbling himself with sackcloth and ashes, the king and his most important men made a decree through the land of Nineveh. The verse continues, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. The writer added, let neither man, which refers to mankind or humans, whether male or female, nor beast, which means the animals, cattle, and livestock, herd or the oxen, beeves of animals, cows, heifers, or kine, nor flock, which refers to the small cattle, such as sheep and goats. He said that they should not taste anything, or try the flavor of, or eat a little. Let them not feed, which means to eat in a pasture or tend or graze. Nor were they to drink or imbibe water, which means water or liquid refreshment. The king's decree was for there to be a fast of both food and water for all people and animals in the land of Nineveh. When we think through the words in this verse, we admire the extent to which this king demonstrated repentance. He not only conformed himself in a humble state, but he also called upon all his city to do so as well. We imagine the carrying out of this decree as the people heard and complied with it and had their animals to do so as well. When Jesus Christ calls people to repent, he does so that they might humble themselves unto his salvation. Let's allow the king's example to be an inspiration to all of us who hear the Lord's call to change our ways. And may the Holy Spirit guide us to humble ourselves in this manner before him. Next time, we see the king of Nineveh command that men and beasts be covered with sackcloth. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.